listening to an extra shot episode on the Project Zion podcast, a shorter episode that lets you get your Project Zion fix in between our full-length episodes. It might be shorter time-wise, but hopefully not in content. So regardless of the temperature at which you prefer your caffeine, sit back and enjoy this extra shot.
This is Mike Hoffman with Project Zion Podcast, and this episode is called Coffee at the Swarm. I'm interviewing today Alicia Bennett, a Graceland student, and I'm very excited to have her with us today, and we'll get started here as we go. So, Alicia, welcome to Project Zion Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I know. Alicia, you're a theater major, and we were talking before we started this recording a minute ago, and in some, at least some reference to some of the databases at Graceland, Alicia has three minors: church leadership, math, and Spanish. And then we found out that none of those are true. And I'm thinking, I don't even know where those get entered into the system for sure. So Alicia, thank you for joining us. And, you know, I knew you were a theater major. So
yeah.
What, and you're a senior. So,
yes. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So what else can you tell us about yourself?
Yes, theater major, senior. Before this, I went to a community college in Sedalia, State Fair Community College.
Oh, yeah. Sedalia, Missouri. I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've changed my major four times. At first, my major was marine biology because I really like sea animals, but then I was like, that's too much science. And then I changed it to journalism, and then I was like, that's a lot of writing. And then I changed it to social work because I was in foster care for a majority of my life, over 15 years. Something like that. And so I was like, this is it. Social work, you know. And then at my community college, I started doing theater. It was like a semester where I was like doing really good in my classes, but I had no extracurriculars. And I was just like, well, I get bored. So I went to the theater director at the time, and I was like, can I help with the show? And he's like, yeah, yeah. And so I started like coming to rehearsals, and then I was there every day, even though I didn't need to be, but because I had nothing to do. So I got roped into stuff. And then eventually, like, I joined the dark side, they would say, in theater.
I was going to ask you, I was thinking front of house, back of house, but so yeah. It's called the dark side.
Yeah.
When, sort of like,
yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's like a theater thing. Even Tracy here says it, like, welcome to the dark side, just because it's just like theater, just like you get sucked in. So
yeah, now you're talking about Tracy Salter.
Tracy Salter here at Graceland.
Theater. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So when I think of theater majors, I think of people who act, but you're actually talking about like,
the tech
side of it. So,
the crew.
Okay. So that's really what you want to do then with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to do crew, stage management, lighting design.
I remember you telling me one other time about lighting design, and I think that's really cool. So,
yeah.
So you would set up and design the lighting for a play or something? Is that,
yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. So basically I would read the play and then like, know the blocking of the show, what the set looks like, and then like design the light or like what I think would be the best with the director's comments, because obviously they always want it to look a certain way, feel a certain way. So that's what I'm learning how to do.
That's very cool. Have you been able to do that already at Graceland?
I have actually. I did Lighting Away. I did the light design for that for last November, and I actually won an award for it at KCACTF in January.
Wow.
Like a theater. Yeah, like a collegial, I don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
Collegiate theater, like, conference that happens for a week in, like, South Dakota.
Yeah.
So I won an award for my lighting design there.
That is excellent. Congratulations. I did not. I did not know that. I've known about some of the theater awards over the years here at Graceland, but
yeah.
I didn't even think about light. That's fantastic. Well, that's a good thing to add to your resume then. I mean, when you,
yeah,
that's great.
Yes. Thank you so much.
No, that's really cool. This is one of the reasons I love having coffee in the swarm, although this is a little bit more virtual than the actual coffee in the swarm, but I get to know the other things about students that you wouldn't just know at first glance. So that's great. So you said you went to Sedalia, State Fair Community College in Sedalia.
Yes.
Are you from that area or?
No, I am from, the Kansas City area.
Okay.
So I specifically live in Blue Springs right now, but since I was in foster care, and I moved to Missouri when I was 6, got into foster care when I was 9. So 9 is when I started kind of like moving around the Casey area from like different foster homes and placements.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. And so you ended up, how did you end up in Sedalia? Was that just because of the?
So it was because, yeah. Okay. So I went to Raytown South High School in Raytown, Missouri, and I didn't want to take another, a foreign language course. Like, I just didn't want to. And you need to get into like a college. Like, I don't know if it's the same, but in 2015, you needed 2 credits to get into foreign language credits to get into a university, college, whatever.
Gotcha.
And I was like, I don't want to. And so, my college advisor, he was like, well, you can go to a community college. I was like, okay. But I didn't want to go to, Metropolitan?
There's a whole
like
network.
Longview.
Yes,
yeah.
right.
Like Longview. And so I was like, I don't want to go to the college with the same people I just went to high school with. Like, I want to leave. And so my caseworker at the time, she was like, well, I went to this school in Sedalia, Missouri. And, yeah, and they have dorms and everything. And I was like,
wow,
that sounds like the place for me. So I went and I visited and I liked it a lot. And so that's where I went to school for about 4 years.
Okay. Now, is that where you made your connection with Community of Christ then in Sedalia, or was it before that?
No, it was definitely before that. It was actually when I was in 8th grade.
Okay.
And I was staying at a foster home near Walnut Gardens, which is my home church in Independence, Missouri. And I wanted to come to church, and my foster mom couldn't take me because she had to work that Sunday. So I rode the bike that she had in the garage. I rode it to church one day, and I just kind of walked in. And they just kind of like welcomed me, and I went there for a little bit, but then I like changed homes and placements, and so I got disconnected from them for a few years. And then my senior year of high school, I wanted to go to church again. And I remembered, Walnut Gardens and the people there. And we had connected on Facebook years ago. So I asked one of them if they could come pick me up for church. And so my senior year is when I like started going like regularly. And then the day before I turned 18, I got confirmed. And then that summer, I went to all the church camps. They paid for me to go to all the church camps so I can experience that.
Mm-hmm. Was that your first year of going to church camps then?
Yeah, first and last year going to church camps as a camper.
That's okay.
And I've definitely gone back as like a counselor, and I interned for Central Mission in 2018.
Oh, wow.
I like camp a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, that's something we have in common. I did not grow up going to church, and I joined Community of Christ when I was in college, and so I didn't grow up going to camps. Well, I went to YMCA camp one summer, and I'm really not much of an outdoors person, so that was not a good experience for lots of reasons. But that's great that you did that. So I'm glad you got that camping connection. So let's think about sort of the conditions we find ourselves living in right now. So what's your take on what's going on with the COVID-19 pandemic? So you've had some time at Graceland before the COVID pandemic hit, and so now you're seeing what's going on at Graceland now. So what's your take on this?
I.
Was that a laugh of worry? Or...
No, it was a laugh of just like, there's just so much, and like, there's so much that could have been prevented if the people in charge would have been smarter about the decisions that they made for the people that they are in, I guess, quote unquote, in charge of. And yeah, no, I just think a lot of unnecessary stuff that's happening right now could have been prevented if we would have took the necessary precautions, because other countries are fine. And so it's like, oh, so we can be fine and not have to wear a mask everywhere, which I'm like completely fine with, but like, obviously it's not the best thing, but that's, I'm not going to wear a mask.
No, I so, understand that.
And yeah, and wear it correctly.
Yes.
Everywhere, all the time. So yeah, that's my take on
it. Well, I appreciate you wearing your mask and wearing it correctly. Yes. I know, you know, I teach a couple of things here at Graceland, and I've not had you in class. So
yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, sometimes people think they have to pull it down to speak and, you know, and that kind of thing. So.
Just project, enunciate, like
a good theater major would. Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
No, that's exactly right, and you know, and yeah, I understand that. So, the teaching and learning experience here at Graceland is sort of affected by that. So,
yeah.
So, besides going through the pandemic right now, you know, we're living in a time with a lot of social and racial justice issues going on in the, well, I'd say the U.S., but it's actually, there have been protests around the world in many countries about what's going on in the U.S. particularly. So, what's your take on that? I mean, is it?
Well, as a Black woman, Black lives definitely matter.
Absolutely.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is the end of the sentence. There's no but to me.
Nor to me either. You have to know that. I totally support you.
Yeah. So it's just, and there's so many elements that I could talk about, especially having the Black experience personally. So
yeah,
I just overall, it's not a political issue. It's basic human rights. Like, it's how you treat people on a daily. It's not political. It's just, we want the same rights as everybody else. Like, that's what we want. That's all we want. Rights and like, fair justice and criminal justice system. And bringing up Breonna Taylor, she still hasn't got justice for being shot while she was sleeping. And that is ridiculous to me, because it happened in March and we are in September, almost October. So, like, stuff like that, like, issues like that, like, why? What is the reason? And I know the reason is because racism. And it's just so embedded in, like, America and just ideals, and it's harder to unlearn from things. And this is just how people have been for decades and years. And so it's frustrating. Like, why is racism a debate? Why is ending racism a debate? Like, why? Why is it? Why are we debating this? It should just be a clean cut, like, yes, this is wrong. What can we do to change it? And then put action behind it.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Have you, well, this is almost a silly question, but only silly from the standpoint that I'm sure, but you could probably share with me, like, times when you have been and encountered racism. I mean, you personally, but, and I'm not asking you necessarily to share that, because that could be a really tough response, but, you know, it's been my, you know, your questions about why does it just have to go on and why doesn't it just end is really, I think, an important issue for you to raise. And I appreciate you bringing this up, because, you know, it's like, so, you know, I am, for those of you that don't know me, I'm a white guy, and I'm, you know, and I have, over the last several years, have become very attuned to my privilege. I don't have to think about the things, like, I don't have to worry about my race. I don't get up in the morning and think, oh yeah, okay, it's not safe for me someplace or that kind of thing. So, I just am so with you on this, and I don't understand why it has to continue. So,
yeah.
And I know we have to, I know, you know, we have to do things about this. So it's like,
it's just the white privilege of it all. Like, it's like, people are like, oh, I don't have to think about this daily. I only have to think about it when it's in my face.
Yeah.
And so, and I think that definitely plays into the fact of like, oh, this is why it keeps going, because no one, you don't have to actively think about it because you are a white person. Like,
oh, I think you're, yeah, that's exactly right. So do you think the protests have helped with this at all? I mean, you know, there've been, I mean, in some cities, like, I'm going to probably get the wrong city in the wrong time frame, but I know in some cities there have been like over 100 days of protests, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's, I want it to make an impact, but I don't know. What's your perspective on this?
I definitely think that not backing down is definitely helping. It's also the fact that people, like, so definitely, like, at the peak or at the beginning of this, there's a lot of film industry would, like, do little stuff or, like, take down certain episodes or, little stuff. And this, it's cool. Like, I'm glad, but, like, this is not, it's not really the point. Like, it is, but it's not. Like, we just want justice for lives, black lives. Like,
right.
We don't care. Like, the episode, okay, learn from it. But, like, it's just, like, everyone's doing little things. So, like, they're like, oh, but we did this. Okay. Oh, we did this. And.
Yeah, so it sounds to me like you're suggesting we need to do, we need to do more. I mean, until there's no more racism, or at least it becomes equitable in some way, you know, I may not be using the right words, but,
I don't know if it'll ever be like, oh, no more racism. But, like, definitely just, I don't know, better, like, I don't even know.
I wish for you safety and, you know, equal pay for equal work and, you know, there's so many ways of looking at this.
Yeah.
That, especially as you mentioned, being a black woman. I mean, you know, that's sort of
I'm also queer. I'm bisexual. So.
Oh, are you? Okay. I didn't know that about you, but all those things play into a less, or might play into, I shouldn't say they do, but might play into a situation where people treat you less than. And
yes,
that's, you know, in fact, in Community of Christ, you know, that just goes against every fiber of my being and my understanding of the worth of all persons.
Yeah.
You know, that you are worthy, if that's the right way to say it, but absolutely. Yeah. So,
and it's like also, and it's harder to unlearn, but like using the N-word or like like that, like you have to check people and just constantly like, don't say that. Like, And like, everyone wants to be black until the problems come up. Like, everyone wants to listen to the music. Everyone wants to dress. Everyone wants to do all this stuff that's like derived from black culture. But until like issues come up, that's where you actually see if those people are actually there for the culture and the black people that gave you that.
Yeah, so you're talking about people of other color, white, that would sort of like black music or black, the way you wear.
Or,
okay. I just wanted to make sure I was following you, but absolutely. So
like, and I'm not saying liking black music is like, but it's like, yeah, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Right, well, now. I think I said what I said.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me. Like, if you know, white members of society decide to participate in those kinds of things of culture, then it follows that there ought to be respect and, you know, equality, and those kinds of things would be extended as well.
Yeah.
Not just to.
So yeah, that's what I meant. What I said.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about Graceland a little bit more. I mean, for instance, how has it been for you as a black woman to come to Graceland? I mean, just tell me about that experience.
So when I first came to church basically in like spec, I was like, wow, there are a lot of white people.
Yeah.
And especially when I first started Community of Christ, I was like the only black person. And so since being at the church for a while, I've like, there's another lady that's there and she's of African descent. I think she's from Nigeria. I don't know for sure. But so, I mean, she comes, but it's like, I'm used to being the only person of color in a room or like black person. So when I came to Graceland, definitely on my hall, there's a lot of minorities because I stayed on the hall last year. So there's like a lot of minorities, but like, especially in theater, I am the only, last year, I was the only black person.
Okay.
But even at my community college, I was the only black person for a while until someone else came. And then there was two of us. So I'm used to not having, but like coming to Graceland and joining BSU, I think that definitely helped, just like having like other people of like my race and just had similar experiences that I have had. And so stuff like that. So
yeah. So I don't know if you've heard this term, but you know, there is this phrase called the Graceland experience, you know, because I didn't go to Graceland as an undergrad, I sometimes struggle to completely understand that. Did you, how would you describe your Graceland experience, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think I get what you mean. It's definitely, I like it. Like, I like being here. I like getting to know different types of people from different countries and just like people that like live near me, but I, like, obviously didn't go to high school with them. So, like, knowing that I have these different type of people close to me, it's definitely a unique experience. I know that most of the things you guys do here that don't happen at other schools, most of, like, the traditions or the games and just, like, the little stuff like that, that wouldn't happen at a normal university, quote unquote, I guess you could say. So I definitely like being here. So I would say my Graceland experience is good.
It's been good. That's good. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, one thing I hope for is that, and it's not obvious to everyone or maybe not even to most people, but you know, the Graceland, whatever that Graceland experience is, it has largely been shaped by the values of Community of Christ.
Yes.
That have sort of influence the university over years. And of course it doesn't, I'm sure it changes over time too. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So, what do you plan to do after you graduate? What do you hope for?
After I graduate in May, I would like to go to graduate school for theater.
Anyone in particular?
I'm actually looking at one in Oregon. It's in Ashland, Oregon. And the school is surrounded by mountains, and it's super pretty. And we also have, I don't know if it's in the town or near the town, but they have a Shakespeare festival that's like super popular that many people like, that when they, I've talked to them about it, they're like, oh yeah, it's so cool. So
it's in Ashland, Oregon?
Yes.
Is that near like Portland or?
No, it's actually like three hours, maybe 4 hours away from Portland. It's super close to the California border.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So it's close to the, So Southern Oregon. So I would love to go there, but if like I'll see like maybe Chicago or somewhere on the East Coast, because I know that's mostly where theater things are, and on the West Coast it's mostly film things. I mean, theater's everywhere, but just how the map kind of plays out for theater things.
Yeah.
So
graduate school, because do you want to teach or something? Or
no, what? I want to do it professionally. I want to go into it professionally. And since I changed my major about a year and a half ago, I feel like I don't know enough.
Okay.
I need to keep learning and making those connections and all that stuff. And my personal hopes are, I'm very much into Manifest, and I will win a Tony Award.
All right.
So
I'm going to archive this recording, and then someday I could say, I know Alicia Bennett, the Tony Award winning.
Yes.
Stage light designer.
Yeah. I definitely want to do Broadway.
That's very cool.
Maybe write a play or just do like theater things. And
It sounds like the theater you've really gotten into this. I mean, it's like not just, I was thinking, you know, at the beginning, just lighting and staging and how things look, but writing a play, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I love musicals. I love just theater in general, like walking in just shop area, and like when I talk about it, I know that I'm passionate about it because I just get so excited. Like, I'm just like, I love it all. And it's stressful, but like when it's done and it's put together, it's like the best feeling. And everything works, and getting a light cue right when you're stage managing, like it gets called perfectly and you're like, wow, that was perfect. Love that. So just like that type of stuff, that it just reminds me of like, yes, this is what I want to do. This is my passion. So yes, I love theater. I love it a lot.
I'm glad you found your passion. I think that's a really important step, I think, in life. So that's really good.
Took me a while, but I'm here.
Hey, you know, and those things, sometimes those things change in life too. So you just have to see where the adventure takes you. So
yes,
but there could be some angle out there or something, but. I hope you win that Tony. That sounds really cool.
Thank you.
So, you know, our listeners include Community Prize members predominantly. So if there, do you have a hope for Community of Christ? You know, as you leave Graceland and go out into the future, is there something you would tell the leadership of the church?
I've actually had like conversations with people in like Central Mission area, just more diversity.
Okay.
In the church and the leadership, and like, I don't know if it's the apostles or it's like one of the, but like in the, like the leaders, I don't know how things work in the church, really, but it's like, there's no African American, like there's no blacks from America in this position. I think it's the apostles, but like just that alone, you're like,
yeah, the counselors, well, apostles, they have leadership around the world. So, you know, there are people of color in the council.
But
there's the African American population is not well represented in the church.
Yeah.
You know, I say that, you know, it's like, I think that's what you were trying to say.
It's yes.
Like, you know, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but yeah.
No, yeah. Cause I don't know the technical. I don't know.
Yeah, that's no, that's yeah. I've worked for the church over 30 years. So it's like, you know, I think I finally have caught on. And I say that, I don't mean that as a, you know, it's, I think for most church leaders, we would want more diversity in the community of Christ.
Yeah.
It's, but it's sometimes difficult to figure out how to
get the people in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It's like, you know, it's always local or contextual. I mean, you know, so it's like, you know, like your involvement with campus ministries, you know, here at Graceland has been good for us. So we appreciate that.
Yeah. That's what I hope. Just like more diversity. And not only like Black people, like Hispanics and just different.
Yeah.
Different types of people representing, the church. So you hear all different types of voices and experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be great. So is there anything else you'd like to share about yourself, Graceland, the church, your future? Anything else?
No, I think I just told you everything. there's nothing else.
Alicia, it has been great to speak to you today. So
yeah.
I really appreciate this and thank you. Alicia Bennett from Graceland University, a senior majoring in theater. And, and she will be winning her Tony in just a couple of years. So Alicia, thank you for,
thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you. All right. I'll see you around campus.
I'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or whatever podcast streaming service you use. And while you are there, give us a 5-star rating. Project Zion Podcast is sponsored by Latter-day Seeker Ministries of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Latter-day Seeker Ministries or Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.